Time for the digital marketing news this week. At the end of this video, I'm going to tell you the number one type of content that marketers are going to be creating as we get into 2024 and 2025. What's interesting is this is up about 30% from last year. So this is growing a lot, and you're going to want to make sure that you get in on this. In addition to that, I'm going to tell you my insights into how I think the future of marketing, marketing strategy, and media allocation is going to be managed. But we've got some great stories, some big stories this week. Let's dive into it. The first thing this week is I wanted to revisit an industry insights report from eMarketer because I think this is very strategic and it's going to give you some ideas about where media is headed. So a couple things that happened in this report where they surfaced that OTT subscription revenues, including digital pay TV services such as YouTube TV and Sling TV, are on track to overtake traditional pay TV subscription revenues in 2025 for the first time. That's from eMarketer. So think about that. Revenues for traditional TV is being overtaken by these other things such as Netflix, such as Hulu, such as YouTube TV, Sling TV. Also, what's interesting is traditional pay TV subscription revenues will continue to decline through the end of the forecasted period through 2027. Again, this is from eMarketer, but doesn't that get you thinking about your media strategy and the difference between TV and OTT and where you should be spending? And then finally, OTT subscription revenue growth will slow to the single digits next year as streaming starts to reach a saturation point with subscription OTT viewers accounting for nearly three quarters, 73.8% of internet users this year. So we're seeing a shift, a lot more people paying for these over-the-top services, and that becoming a very important place to get awareness for your product or your service. As we continue this week, in Google SEO news, outside of the media side, we saw that there was a really big Google update that happened. Perhaps one of the most significant ones in the last couple years, definitely the biggest one in 2024. So the new algorithm update reduces unhelpful, unoriginal content in search results, and it includes lowering the rank of pages that look like they were designed for search engines instead of people. This update also reduces spam, and it enables Google to take targeted action against abusive practices. Google also is tackling scaled content abuse in this core update, and they are looking at sites that have created spun or AI-generated content that's meant to rank instead of help people. So Google finally, they were chipping away at it, I feel like, with these updates that they were doing, these small updates here and there, but now they've come out with a big one. And this is supposed to have a major impact. So the name is the Google March 2024 Broad Core Update. It was launched March 5th. The rollout is supposed to take a month to fully roll out, and they think numerous pushes are going to happen. It targets all types of content. It's not a penalty, but it rewards great content and web pages. We are actually seeing some penalties actually come in, though, for AI-created content in Google Search Console. So people are being penalized for AI content, and it actually is showing. And this is a global update that impacts all regions and all languages. And Google said it will result in a 40% reduction in low-quality, unoriginal, and unhelpful content in the search results. And this is going to be, you know, a big deal. More on that on Search Engine Roundtable and Search Engine Land. In another story this week, there was a recent interview that Entrepreneur conducted with LinkedIn editor Dan Roth and Director of Engineering Tim Jerka. And they say some of your best LinkedIn posts could surface weeks or even months later. So if these posts are really good, they could start showing months later inside the LinkedIn feed. And the next story this week, is Google violating their own rules? Well, according to a new article by Adweek, Google is paying publishers to use its AI platform to rewrite news articles. Now, this would be very surprising if this was the case, but essentially, this is an AI tool that's in beta right now, and you probably won't have access to it. But according to the report, Google is requiring the publishers to post a fixed number of rewritten articles per day to get certain types of payouts. So really interesting story. And if you want to learn more about that, check it out. In the next story this week, TikTok has a new guide that's come out, which is called the TikTok Trends Digest. And this shares info about the latest trends on the platform. And the guide is going to be updated monthly. So the TikTok Guide Digest is going to be a really great place for you to get insights on the platform, which has become a huge site and something to pay attention to. They say when it comes to defining trends on TikTok, there's a difference between what's trending now and what's being on trend. And they refer to these trends as trend moments versus trend signals. So really interesting to see the level of granularity that is happening on this platform. And if you want to win there, this is definitely something to talk about. TikTok identifies four elements that make up a trend: a message, a hashtag, a sonic identity, or a visual narrative. So those are some of the buckets for your marketing program to bucket TikTok trends into so that you can make sure you're creating content that does well in there. Next story this week, there's a new way to automate your Google Ads management, and it's called Solutions. So Google has announced the new feature as a way to automate the management of your ads account. So according to this write-up, you can use Solutions to quickly generate campaign reports. You can also use it to automate simple management tasks. So Google identifies these following benefits when they're talking about Solutions. So ease of use, customization, efficiency, accuracy. So go ahead and check out Solutions by Google. In the next story this week, there is a poll that went out by Barry Schwartz, and almost 68% of SEOs said they like Google less now than they did a year before. I'm getting a lot of feedback about that recently. People not finding as much value in the Google search results, maybe because they're packed full ads. I don't know, but there's still a ton of people using Google. And, you know, with them coming out with Gemini, and, you know, they're going to basically turn that into something that's similar to search from a business model and an information surfacing perspective. So search and SEO is not going anywhere. In the next story this week, according to a new report, the average engagement rate for brand content on TikTok stands at about 2.63%. So if out of 100 people, 2.63 of them are engaging with your content, that's good. Now, not to go on too long about this, but I've worked in this field for a long time, and one of the things that I've always thought about is virality level, engagement level, click-through level of any type of ad or organic piece of content, right? And if you've got 100 people looking at something and 10 engage with it, that's pretty good. If you have 100 and then 2 or 3 engage with it, that's not really good enough for anything to go viral. So my tip for you for today is try to get something that's being engaged with 10 times out of 100 or more. If you can get 25 out of 100 or more, that's going to be a really good piece of content that's going to, you know, get a lot of reach on these platforms. But essentially, in this report, there was also some information that found that TikTok post interaction dropped 26% from their high water mark back in 2022. And then also, there's data showing that the average engagement rate for TikTok clips has dropped 35% during the past year. So we are actually seeing less interactions and less engagement on TikTok overall, which I definitely think is true, that some of the golden days of that platform are a little bit behind us. It's a more mature platform that's being flooded with a lot of stuff. In the next story this week, did you know that Microsoft has Performance Max campaigns? They do. So Microsoft announced that Performance Max campaigns are available worldwide as of March 5th. If you're unfamiliar with it, it's an automated campaign strategy that will help you land more conversions with Microsoft, and it's designed for multi-format cross-channel optimization. So make sure to check it out. I don't think a lot of people realize how deep the Microsoft network is. Anytime I meet with our Microsoft reps and they show me like the display network, they show me Bing, LinkedIn, how all these things are connected together, there's so much there. It is a really great place to advertise. Next story this week is TikTok is rolling out new e-commerce features. So they just rolled out identify similar products as a setting, and you can use it to identify objects in your videos via AI. Then you can highlight possible product matches and purchase them in the app. So apparently TikTok has been working on the feature for some time, and Bloomberg highlighted this month, and it doesn't appear to be available for everybody, but the identify similar product setting is now starting to roll out, and you can use it to identify objects in your videos via AI. Wrapping up this week, I told you I'd give you a couple couple predictions. So the future of digital marketing, and then what is this piece of content that 93% of marketers are going to be producing? So the future of digital marketing, I think as we move forward, you're going to have somebody who's got a great relationship with you, an expert cross-channel who can understand the insights, and then better allocation of your media dollars overall to all the most important channels, whether that be media channels, whether that be earned media channels, whether that be owned media channels, and you're managing it more like a financial portfolio. That's the direction we're going in here at Ignite Visibility. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and reach out. We'll be happy to talk to you. Of course, there's always going to be specific channels that need deep expertise that are not managed in that way. But overall, I think you will see more portfolio management, and a portfolio could actually even just be within one channel if it is a big enough channel for you too. So something for you to chew on and think about. Now the next thing is, what type of content are marketers going to be creating 30% more than last year, and 93% are going to be focused on this in 2024 and going into 2025? That is going to be video content. So everybody's leaning into video. Images is going down a little bit. Text is going down a little bit. Video is the future. Invest in it now. Get good at it. Understand short form. Understand all the different ways that you can structure a video: problem, solution, testimonial, etc. How-tos. It's becoming something that is easier and easier to create with AI generation, as well as just the easy technology we have, such as phones and cameras and all that. Stay tuned. We got a new industry study coming out on search engine optimization, as well as an industry study on consumer behavior. Thanks so much for watching. Give me a like, give me a subscribe. I appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.